current daven, Sefer Zvachim daven Mem Hei. Begins 6 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, specifically the last one, which we were discussing, the halachas of Pigel. In the last Mishnah, we described that there are certain items that, although they're kashrim, the halach of Pigel does not apply to them. Specifically, the previous Mishnah was discussing Devarim She'in Lehem Matirin, that let's say they themselves are a matir, or they're not, there's nothing else, it's just them that's being sacrificed. So then the halach of Pigel does not apply to those elements of kashrim. And that our Mishnah continues on that theme, that kachi oivdik yichavim, the sanctified items of an idolater, which the Gemara will explain this case, and it's talking about when he donates to Hashem, because an oivdik yichavim can only bring the darm and the davis to the Beis HaMikdash, which he donates, but not like a chatas or orsham. So regarding the sanctified elements of a non-Jew, in chayav nelein, there's not going to be a liability if, let's say, he eats from these karbanis, if someone eats from it, to be liable karis. Mishum Pigel, there's not going to be a liability of Pigel. Let's say there was Machshava in that carbon of Chutzas Manai. Someone eats from it, he's not going to be Chayav Karas. Neither is there going to be a liability of Neisir if a Jew eats from the carbon after it was left over its designated time, over Tameh, or if he eats in the, that it was Tameh, which generally there's a liability of Karas. Here, that will not apply by the carbon of an idolater. And Mahashaychatan, and whoever slaughters Bachutz, slaughters the carbon of a non-Jew, but it's a carbon that's being brought in the Beis HaMikdash, slaughtered outside, Pati is going to be exempt Dibri Reb Shimon. The reason for this is, Shez the Shita Mukubat says, because just like we expound by the Allah of Shchutei Chatz, that it says in the Pasuk B'nei Yisrael, that only Jewish people are commanded that they cannot bring Karbanis outside of the Azara, and in contrast to idolaters that they could bring on the Bama, here also we expound, even by the carbon of a non-Jew, which is being brought in the Beis HaMikdash, it's only the carbon of a B'nei Yisrael that would be liable for Shchutei Chatz, and not the carbon. Therefore, there's going to be an exemption according to Reb Shimon. But Reb Yisi Mechayvi disagrees. He says, no, there's going to be a liability. There's no difference between the carbon of a non-Jew and of a Jew is going to be chayiv just as well. Like Mar brings Tanya Bana, the Braisa that elaborates on this machlekes in our Mishnah. We learned the Braisa, which Gemara is going to explain the Braisa later on. The Braisa says as follows, Kachi abdi kechavim, the sanctified carbonus of a non-Jew, the halacha is loy nenen, loy moylen. It's forbidden to have benefit from it as a carbon, but there's no halacha of misappropriation if one does have benefit from it. Moreover, ve'ein chayav nalei mishum pigel neisur tami, as we said in our Mishnah, there's no liability for if there was pigel done on it, or if it was left over, or if it was tami, to be chayiv karis for eating from the carbon. And ve'ein neisur timura, these are all differences that the Tanakhama holds in regards to the carbonus of a non-Jew, how it's different than the carbon of a Jew. We cannot make the halach of tumura, where by the carbon of a Jew, one says, I want to swap it to another carbon, that other carbon also gets the same sanctity as the carbon, that does not apply to the carbon of a non-Jew. And the aim of being the sachem, the halach is that a non-Jew cannot bring libations on its freestanding libations without a carbon, because in contrast, a Jew, as the Mishnah says in Menachat of Kavdal Mabeis, he can donate just nesachem, libations, which is like wine that's poured down the Mizbeach. A non-Jew cannot bring nesachim. Now, avol karbanon ton nesachim, but their karbanis, when they bring a carbon, when they bring a neder and a dove of a carbon, that carbon, as other karbanis, requires nesachim, the wine libations. That's Dibri Reb Shimon. Now, Amar Reb Yisi, as he says in our Mishnah, he disagrees. He says, no, royani bekulan, I see regarding all these halachas that you mentioned, I see that by kachi abi kechavim, lahachmer, stringent, that they should be just like kachi Yisrael that has all the halachas of a carbon of a Jew. Because regarding where the carbon of a non-Jew is alluded to, it says Lashem. Because the pasuk where it's alluded to, it says Ish Ish Mibes Yisrael, a man from the Jewish people, etc. If he's going to bring a carbon, now the Gemara in Chul Nafid Gimel Mibes expounds and says, why is it Ish Ish? The extra word Ish comes to include Oivdik Yichavim, that he could bring the Dharma and the Davis like a Jew as a carbon. And in that pasuk it says Lashem. So we see that just like any carbon Lashem has these halachas, so too the carbon of a non-Jew is going to have all these halachas too. Now, qualifies the Braisa, b'med v'amum. This is going back on the opinion of the Tanakhama of Reb Shimon, that he said that, no, the carbon of a non-Jew is different than that of a Jew. And the first halacha that he said was that there's not going to be me'ilah by the carbon of a non-Jew. And that qualifies the Braisa. When do we say that? That's b'kachim mizbeach. That's only if what is the kachim that the non-Jew is bringing. It's something that's sanctified as a carbon to be sacrificed on the altar. But if the non-Jew goes and designates monies to the temple upkeep, treasury, not meaning what's called bedek abayis, but not as a carbon, then Allah is going to be moyal in behen. Then, in regarding those kachim, it is considered sanctified to Hashem, and there would be me'ila if one would go ahead and utilize that and have benefit from it, and it would be considered misappropriation, as Gemara is going to explain what's the difference between Kachi Mizbeach and Kachi Bedek Abayis. So the Gemara explains and quotes the terminology of Reb Shimon in the Braisa. He said, Loi nenen, loi mailen. We're not allowed to have benefit from it, but there's not going to be a halach of me'ila if one has benefit from the kachim of Akam. So explains the Gemara, Loi nenen, we're not allowed to have benefit. That's Midrabban's rabbinically, because it does appear to be the same as whole kachim, as a regular carbon. But v'loi mailen, but there's no me'ila, why? So explains the Gemara, the Gamar me'ila, chet mitchuma. There's a gzereshava comparing the halachas of me'ila to the halachas of chuma. Because both of them have the word chet, sin. By me'ila it says, v'chata b'shkaga, that if he sins erroneously. And then by chum it says, v'la yisru lav chet, that he should not carry in himself a sin. Now, if we're comparing me'ila to chuma, the b'chuma ksiv, now in the context of chuma, it says in the following pasuk, v'leichalu es kache, that they should not desecrate the holy items, which refers to chuma, of b'nei Yisrael, the Jewish people, which tells us that that halacha only applies b'nei Yisrael, v'lo yabdi kechavim. And therefore, since halacha only applies to Bnei Yisrael, and we're comparing Gzer Shavah to Me'ila, that also tells us that halacha Me'ila only applies to Bnei Yisrael and not to a non-Jew. Continued the Braisa, Ve'en chayovna lav mishum pigol noisi b'tamir. Shimon, the Tanakhama said, also regarding the carbon of an Akum, there's not going to be a liability if, let's say, it became pigol the carbon, or noiser, or tamay. If someone eats from it, he's not going to be chayav karas as it would be normally by a Jew's carbon. Says the Gemara, my tam, what's the reason? The Asi pigal oven of Menaisa, because we have Gzer Shava comparing pigal from Naisa, because both of them have the word oven, sin. And the Asi Naiser chil mituma, and we learn out the laws of Naiser from Tumah. So we know pigal's like Naiser, and Naiser's like Tumah. So all the three items that we spoke about. Ubetumah ksiv, and by Tumah it says, the Nazru mikache, that they should separate the holy items, meaning it should not come in contact with Tumah, the kache of Bnei Yisrael, which tells us, not of a non-Jew. So we know the Tumah of carbon only applies to that of Bnei Yisrael. And Neisr is compared to Tumah. And Pigul is compared to Neisr. So these three halachas only apply to Bnei Yisrael and not the carbon of Menadru. Moreover, the Braisa continued, Ve'einais in Temura, there's no halach of Temura of the sanctity being swapped to another animal by the Kachim of an Akum. Says the Gemara, my tam, what's the reason? So says the Gemara, because the Iskish Temura, the halach of Temura of a behema, of an animal, carbon of a non-Jew, or of a carbon, is compared l'maisa behemah to the halacha of, which the new animals that were born that year, every tenth one had to be brought as a carbon of maisa behemah. It says by maiser, v'hayuhu usmurase, that it and its tamura will have that sanctity. So we see that in the context of maisa behemah, it mentions the element, the concept of tamura, because by maisa behemah also, one's not allowed to swap it. But it mentions in maisa behemah the halacha of tamura. Now, moreover, maisa behemah iskish l'maisa dagan. The halachas of the tenth of every animal is compared to the tenth of the grain. Because it says in the Pasuk, Aser to Aser, tithe you shall surely tithe. What's this two terminologies? So the Gemara says in Mecheres, Nun Gimel Mabez, that the Pasuk is talking about two different tithes. That it's referring to Maisa Behema and Maisa Dagan. So we see that it's comparing Maisa Behema to Maisa Dagan. Now, Uba Maisa Dagan Ksib, B'nei Yisrael. Regarding the tithe of the grain, it says the terminology of the Jewish people, which tells us, V'loy of the Kachavim, and not of a non-Jew. So Maisa Dagan is excluding that of a non-Jew, and Maisa Behemah is compared to Maisa Dagan, and Timur is compared to Maisa Behemah. That's how we know that Timur does not apply to the Kachim of an Akum. That asks the Gemara, V'chi Davar, can you have something, meaning Maisa Behemah, Halamed Behekish, where how do you know it does not apply by a non-Jew by Maisa Behemah? Because it's compared to Maisa Dagan. Now, that thing of Maisa Behemah is going to be Chayza Malamed, is now going to go ahead and teach regarding Timurah Behekish with a Hekish. We know regarding the laws of Kachim, we cannot learn out something that itself is being learned out from somewhere else with a Hekish. So how can you learn out Timurah from Maisa Behemah, which it itself is learning out from a Hekish from Maisa Dagan? Says the Gemara, no, Maisa Dagan Chulnu. The original source is from the grain of Maiser, which that is not Kachim, that's Chulin. In regards to all the laws of the Torah, the halacha is you could learn out something from that it itself was learned out from something else. The exception is kachim, as the Gemara says later on, the Mem Tesem Abayis and Perikais and Bukayman. So since here, the initial one that you're learning out from is not kachim, is chulin, so then you could learn out something from it and learn out something from that which learned out from it. On that as the Gemara, honi chalaman da amar, that only works well according to the one who says that basim melamed as liman, that the primacy that we give is to the teacher. Meaning, if the teacher is chulin, then even though what you're learning out from it is kachim, you could learn out something else from that which is learning out from it. And in this case, since the teacher, the initial thing you're learning out from is the malamad, is chulin, so although maisa behema is kachim, which is the lamad, you could learn out another lamad from that lamad, which is tamur from maisa behema, which this is the machlik, is over there in Perakei Zemukayim. According to the one who says, no, we give primacy to the student, meaning to the one that's learning out from that teacher, that then you cannot learn out another lamad from that lamad if it's kachim, and here that lamad is ma'isa behema, which is kachim. So then, ma'ikal mem, what are you going to say? How are you going to learn out tamura, which is kachim, from ma'isa behema, which is kachim, although the malamad is chulim, but the primacy is regarding the lamad, and that's kachim. You can't learn out a lamad min lamad regarding kachim. So the rather says, Gemara, according to that mandam, you're going to have to say the way we know tamura does not apply to akum is because, yes, we said we compared tamura to ma'isa behema, and because it's written in that context. But ma'isa behema is a chayva, is an obligation, because one has to give the tithe of his animals, she'en kavula zmanu, which does not have a set time. It doesn't say exactly at this time when a certain thing happens. It has to be given once a year, but it doesn't say exactly when. The chayva she'en la zman kavu, an obligation that doesn't have a set time, yisrael ma'isu, only a Jew brings, ayvdi kechavim lay ma'isu, a non-Jew doesn't bring, because, as we mentioned before, a non-Jew is only included to bring nedarim or nedavas, something that he donates out of his goodwill, like it says in the pasuk, l'chol nedreim. And that pasuk where it says ish ish, where we include a non-Jew, it says there l'chol nedreim, l'chol nedvaisim. It's only included for nedarim and nedavas. Now, as Rashi points out, the Gemara's answer: of course, a non-Jew is excluded from an obligation that has a set time, like an oilis rei and shalmei chagiga, which has to be brought on Yom Tovim specifically. The reason why, however, it added the element of she'en kavul lazman is because you couldn't say definitively, because there are oilis and shlamim that a non-Jew could bring, which is oila and shalmei nedava. In contrast, the reason why we picked ma'isa behema was, yeah, the primary idea is because it's a chayva. A chayva a non-Jew can't bring. So we know he's excluded from ma'isa behema, and therefore tamur, which is compared to ma'isa behema, is also going to be excluded. It's just that ma'isa behema and chatas and ashram are things that do never apply to the non-Jew. And therefore, that's why we picked ma'isa behema. But again, the element of in kavul lezman is not the primary idea. It's just the idea that the chayva, but ma'isa behema is a chayva, and therefore, tamur, which is learned out from that, because it says by ma'isa behema, we know the non-Jew is excluded from the halacha too, meaning regarding his carbon. The Brisa continued and says, neither does a non-Jew bring libations on its own. That he's not able to bring as kach. So the source says, the Gemara, turn about in the Brisa, the pasuk in the Parsha of Nesachim in Parsha Shlach says, Kola ezrach yase kacha, every resident should do this, which is from this word of ezrach we learn out later on, Parakol Tadin of Tzad Aleph on the Beis, that from that word Ezrach, we learn that the person could donate Nesachim and he could bring it on its own. Now, since it used the word Ezrach, it tells us Ezrach may be Nesachim. The resident, that of the Jewish person, he brings libations, but a non-Jew cannot bring libations. Now, continues the Braisa, then you would think, okay, so then when he brings a carbon like an Ayla, which is a neder and a dava, then he also wouldn't bring libations, which Ayla requires Nesach. That's what the Pasuk teaches two Pesukim before that. It says, Kacha yas lesher, so shall be done for the ox. Now, since it makes the obligation of Nesachim contingent on the carbon, in what we would call the chefta, the object, not the gavin, not the person, so therefore there's no differentiation between the Jew or a non-Jew. When he's talking about the Nesachim itself, then it refers to the person, the Ezrach. That's the Jew and not the non-Jew. Regarding the Nesachim that comes with the carbon, it makes it contingent on the Shur. So therefore, if he sends along the Nesachim, so then we bring it from his own money, from the Nesachim that he's bringing. If not, as the Gemara says in Sefer Shkolim, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, then we bring the Nesachim from the Tzibur, which is a Tanai Bezin, a stipulation of the court, that it comes from the public funds. Now, however, Rabbi Yisi said it, as he says, now Mishnah, Amr Rabbi Yisi, he disagreed, says, Rayani Bakul Nahachmer, he says, I see fit regarding all these halachas that the kachem of the Akam is just like the kachem of the Yisrael. And then the Braisa continued and qualified in the teaching of Rabbi Shimon, Bamedim Amrum, when did we say this halacha that is not going to be me'ila by kachem of the Akam? Is b'kachem mizbeach v'chulu, is only by the kachem that relates to that that's brought on the mizbeach, like a carbon. But regarding kachem bedigabais, that there would be me'ila. Now, regarding this teaching of Reb Shimon of Me'ila, that he says, but regarding Kachem Bedek Abayas of Akam, there would be Me'ila, ask the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Why is there any difference? If we said there's no Me'ila by Akam, why would we say there is Me'ila by Kachem Bedek Abayas? Says the Gemara, because Ksaver, because the Tana held, Ki Gamra Me'ila Chet Chet Mechuma, when we learn this Gezer Shava, that says Chet by Me'ilah, Chet by Truma, which is the source where we exclude Avdei Kechavim by, because by Truma it says Bnei Yisrael, which excludes Akum, and so too Tumu, which is, so too the Halacha Me'ilah, which is compared to that. But it has to be Dumya de Truma, similar to the Halacha of Truma, to Kadisha Kedusha Saguf. Truma has physical sanctity, because like by Truma, one cannot redeem it. It has intrinsic physical sanctity. The object itself is holy. Avo Kedusha is by the Gabayis, but regarding someone sanctifies something for the upkeep for the temple treasury, the Kedusha is Damim. Whatever he's sanctifying doesn't have intrinsic physical sanctity. It's not like a carbon that in itself has holiness. It's regarding its monetary value that he donates it to the Beis HaMikdash, and they can do whatever they want with it. So therefore, lie there, we say it doesn't have the halacha of the Gzeres Shavah, because the halacha is only regarding something that's Kedusha Zagav Kachem Mizbech. Kachem Bedek Abayis, that doesn't have Kedusha Zagav, is not similar to Truma, and therefore the halacha of Me'ilah would apply even by Kachem Akim regarding Kachem Bedek Abayis. Now, continuing our related discussion regarding this machlekes that we just quoted, which is the same machlekes in our Mishnah regarding is there a difference between Kachem of Ibdi Kachavim of that of a Jew or not. So trying to learn the Braisa. Dam shenitma v'zarkay. If the blood of a carbon, which is the primary atonement of the carbon, primary element permitting the meat to be eaten, if that dam became tamei, which is not allowed to be, it has to remain tar. But if it did v'zarkay, then it was thrown as the hazaris of tzrikas to conclude the avodah of the carbon. So it depends. Says the Braisa, b'shogeg hu, it was by mistake, then it will be appeased, and that's because the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears that appeases and it will be considered after the fact valid. However, as we continue to Amud Beis, b'mezid lo hurtza. If it was done deliberately, then that's a rabbinic penalty that then will not be considered as if it qualified. Now, as Rashi points out, that doesn't mean that the person has to bring a new carbon. Because if that would turn out, that would be that the court would be stipulating to uproot a biblical law, which would then, they would be bringing, for the new carbon, a chulin, because it wouldn't be a valid carbon, because biblically, actually, it is valid from the tzitz. Rather, when it says b'mezid lo hurtza, it means to say it's not going to permit the meat to be eaten. But of course, the owner does get atonement, as Shmuel explains in Masechta Zivamos Daf Tzadi Medav. Now, qualifies the Braisa b'medvim, when did we say this, that b'mezid it's not going to be hurtza, is b'yachid, regarding an individual. A betzibur, when it's a carbon regarding the whole of the Jewish people, like a carbon atonement, somebody that's a tzibur, b'meshengi, b'mezid hurtza, then whether it was by mistake or even deliberate, the plate worn on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol will appease for it, and it will be considered valid even to eat the meat. And that continues the Braisa, but regarding a non-Jew, then even if it was by mistake or deliberately, then if the blood became tame, it's not going to be appeased by doing the avodah even after the fact. On that Braisa, Amru Rabban Kamed Rapapa, the rabbi said in front of Rapapa, come on, regarding whom is this Braisa like when it says that regarding the carbon of Avodah Kechavim, it's not going to be hurtza, must be delay Reb Yosi. Dear Reb Yosi, because if it's the Reb Yosi that we were quoting in this machlekes with Reb Shimon, Ha'amar Bakul Ani Roy Lahachmi says that I see no difference between the carbon of a non-Jew and that of a Jew. I see all the stringencies of a Jew applied to the non-Jew. So therefore, if there's no difference, then why should we say that even B'shegig is not going to be Hurtza? It should be the same as the carbon of Yisrael, where B'shegig it should be Hurtza. Obviously, it's not like Reb Yosi. On that, Omer L'Rapapa, Rapapa said to them, no, Philip Tim Reb Yosi, you can see that the time of the Braisa is even like Reb Yosi. Shani Hasim over there by the lach of the tzitz, which is what's maratza on the shrika of the dam that became tamei. The Amar Kra, the pasuk says in Shemais lohem. It says there in the context that Aaron should provide an atonement for them, leratz and lohem. Who's them? Lohem b'lo yilev the kachavim, for the Jewish people, and not for non-Jews. So there it's explicitly excluded. That's why. But you're right. For everything else, Rabbi Yosi says it's the same, but here it's excluded. And that has to Gemara, Omle Ravun the Beredim Nasan Lurah Papa, says Amayatim. If that's the case, then take the Pasuk in Bayikra, where it's in the context of the Pasuk of Yenazu, which talks about the halacha of a carbon that's tummy. It says over there that they should be careful regarding, they should separate themselves from all the sanctified things that they should not desecrate, for all the holy things, Ashahim Makdishim, which they sanctify to me. Now, Hachanami here also, when it says Haim, that they sanctify, should be Haim b'lev the Kechavim, them and not the non-Jews. So you should say that regarding the Kachi of the Kechavim, that there's not a liability for regarding Tumah according to Rabbi Yosi. Now the difficulty is because he says clearly that Bakul Nani Roy Lahachmer, which one of the things mentioned by Rabbi Shimon was the Halach of Tumah, and that Rabbi Yosi says there is no difference between Kachi Akam and Kachi Yisrael. But yet, according to what you're answering, he should learn from the word Haim that no, that Tumah should not apply to Kachi Akam. So Elam Rav Ashi gives a different resolution. He says, Amakra, the Pasuk by Tzitz says, L'ratzin lahem, to be an appeasement for them. Non-Jews are not the types of people that have willingness for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ninu, that they not that. They don't have a Ritzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they're totally not in the element of Tzitz, not because of the word of Haim, because Haim, then yeah, that's the same of that, then we should say from Haim too, just like we say from Lahem. No. The truth is, it's excluded from the word of Lerutz in Lahem. They don't have Lerutz, and therefore they're excluded. But you're right. For everything else, Rabbi Yossi holds, the non-Jew's carbon is just like the Jew's carbon regarding Ritzi of when the blood became tummy. For that, he's going to be excluded because of Lerutz and doesn't apply, which is what the Tzitz does for the blood that became a tummy, to a non-Jew. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the same theme regarding Dvarm Shein Chayov Melei Mishum Pigel. We spoke about different items that there's not going to be a liability on them of karis if one eats it, if the thing was pigel. For example, we said the kaimitz or the kateris, or all those learned in the previous Mishnah, which we said, since they don't have matirim, there's no lachav pigel. However, in spite of that, says the Mishnah, chayav nalei mishum neisir or mishum tamei. Regarding those items, if one eats this kaimitz or this kateris that got left over the designated time, there will be a liability of neisir, and also if it became tamei, the one who eats it is going to get karis if he ate it with tumas haguf, and if he did it by mistake, he's going to be chayav karmachatas, as the Gemara learns out later. Chutz min adam, there's one exception, because from all those items we mentioned that there's no pigel, we say, but there is neisir and tamei regarding them, except for blood, whereas the Gemara will explain, is explicitly excluded from those other halachas. Now, Reb Shimon Mechayev, however, Reb Shimon holds the liability is only going to be bedavar shedarchan lechel, regarding something that people normally eat. Now, in other words, he's saying that even though it's from things that are sacrificed on the Mizbeach, like those items that we said there's no pigel, but we're saying there is neisir and tamei, for example, the kaimitz, the meches kayanim, and all those things like that, if that it's something that's normally eaten, which a fistful of flour is usually eaten, the libations are things that would normally be eaten, that's where there is going to be a liability of neisir and tamei. Avala eitzim, but if, let's say regarding the wood, meaning regarding all those other items that we said there's no pigel, where our Mishnah is saying that there's going to be neisir and tamei, but some of those items were not things that people normally eat, like wood, valavayna, the frankincense, lactarius, and the incense. On that, says Reb Shimon, in chayiv nala mishum tumah. Regarding there's not going to be a liability if someone eats it if he's in a physical state of tumah, which only Reb Shimon says that. But Rabbanan and the Chacham disagree, and as the Gemara will explain, because they included from the word kol habasa, which is superfluous, to include even eitzim and levain, even firewood and frankincense, that if that's eaten in a state of tumah, that even for that there's going to be a liability of karis, meaning although these were items that there was no pigel for, but there's going to be neisir and tumah, and the Chacham hold even on things that are not normally eaten, there's still going to be that liability for neisir and tumah, meaning even for tumah. Now, the Gemara brings a brisa that elaborates on this halacha of our Mishnah. Turn around, learn the brisa. Yochel lo yu chayav mishum tumah. You would think that, and this is like the opinion of the Chacham, that there wouldn't be a liability of tumah. Meaning, it's like everyone's opinion, meaning regarding this halacha, that the Mishnah was coming to say that although these are things that there's no pigel, we're saying that there's still neisir tumah. Meaning, what's the chiddush? Why should we think they're interdependent? And that's just the brisa. You would think that there would not be any liability for these items, the kaimitz, the kateris, all those things. There would not be liability if someone eats it, although it's kachem, in the state of physical tumah. Because el al dava sheish lematirin, you would think that the liability would only be for things, just like by pigel, that things that have matirin, which that they are being permitted from something else. Bein la'odam, bein mazbech, whether it's something that's being permitted for the human consumption or for the altar consumption. And v'dinu, it says the brisa, because that based on a kavochem or on logic, we would say that. Because a ma pigel, if regarding the halacha of pigel, meaning if someone eats from pigel by mistake, the halacha is shu bekviya, we find that it's stringent, the halacha of pigel, where you have to bring a set amount of a karmachatas, meaning whether you're poor or wealthy, you have to bring either a she-goat or a she-lamb, so it's permanent. There's no leniencies if you don't have enough money. Moreover, ubi diachas, you only need to have one awareness of the sin, meaning even when he ate it, he had no clue, but he finds out afterwards that he ate, there's still going to be a liability of a carbon. And, there is no permissibility whatsoever regarding the halacha of pigel, regarding the, to be a dispensation regarding the tzibur. And ein chayav nalav el adav eshesh matin. And still, even though we find that the halacha of pigel is pretty stringent, the liability of pigel is only on something that has permitters, bein la adam bein mizbeach, whether for a person or for the mizbeach, like we said, for meat or for the imur. So if so, tumah regarding the element of when a person's tummy, shiba oyle b'yayri, the halacha is that there's certain leniencies regarding tumas aguf and kachim, where if someone is tummy and he partakes of kachim, the halacha is depending on his financial status. If he's wealthy, then he brings an animal. If he's poor, then he brings two turtle doves. If he's very poor, he brings a tenth of an eifah, as the pasuk says in the context of the halachas of Tumas Kachim and Mukdashim by Shmias Kol, which is one of the other halachas over there in that context in Sefer Vayikra. Moreover, has another leniency, ubishtei yadis. The halacha is, to be liable for the carbon, he has to become tamei and be aware that he's tamei. Then he has to forget that he's tamei and eat kachim and not know about it, and only after he eats, become aware of it. So there's two yadis he needs. However, if let's say he only found that at the end, then if he didn't have a yadi in the beginning, before he ate, he never knew that it was tamei, he actually would be potter, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechta Shavuot, Daf Dalet Aleph. So if we find that, and moreover, v'huchi mechlala, is that regarding a person, the kain that is tamei, there's a certain dispensation regarding the tzibur by the halachas of Pesach, for example, like it says in Mishnah Pesachim that I'm vavim mebeis, that a carbon Pesach that's brought in tamei, it could even be eaten in a state of tamei. So there's a dispensation regarding the halachas of tumas aguf. It has a few leniencies. So ein adin, so isn't it a kal v'chaymer? Isn't it logical to say she'ein chayiv el adava sheish l'matirin, that liability will only be for things that have permitters bein l'adam bein l'mezbeach? Therefore, we would exclude all those items of kaimets and gataras that they don't have matirim, because the pigle, which is more stringent, is limited to those items. So tumah, which is more lenient, for sure should be limited to those items. Tamalayma, that's just the brayso, which is the chiddush of a mishnah, asher he makdishim le. In the context of a yinazru, in this tumah, the halachas of tumah, it says, for the things which they sanctify for me, which is including all things that are sanctified, which are even for kaimis, levayna, for all these other things that the halacha of tumas aguf will apply. If someone eats it in a state of physical impurity, they'll get karas. Now, continues the bricing, however, qualifies this halacha, yachal miyad. You would think from the moment that these items are sanctified, that there would immediately be a liability if he eats it in a state of impurity. Tamalemes, the bricer teaches, it says, asher yikrav, that which he brings near, mikol zaracha, from all your kids, which the bricer continues, and Amar Belazi explains, how do you understand this? When it says yikrav, sounds like coming near, that the liability is just for coming near this kachim, if you're in a state of impurity. Do you think someone who just touches the carbon is liable for karas? But the liability is only if he eats, like the pasuk says after that. It says, ish mizera aaron, who if he eats from it. So it says clearly it's talking about eating. So what does it teach by coming near, as if it's about touching? No, so the yikrav means something else. It means b'huchsha basali karva kasam adaba. The pasuk is talking about that the kachim that was asher yikrav kachim means that if it was already sacrificed and then he eats from it and he has a state of impurity on him, and because like the pasuk says afterwards, we're talking about eating haketzah, meaning explains Rabbi Lazar, what would the case be? So it means to say, yesh lematirin, if the item we're talking about has permitted, for example, the sacrificial parts or the meat where the blood permits it, or let's say the leftovers of the mincha, where the kaimitz is what permits it. So then, what do we mean to say ashe yikrav? It means mishe yikravu matirin. If the permitters were already sacrificed, then if someone eats the leftovers in a state of physical impurity, then he gets karas. Let's say ein loy matirin. Let's say we're talking about items that do not have permitters, for example, the minchas kohenim or kohen mashiach or the nesachim. Then mishe yikadosh bekli, when it was sanctified in the vessel, that then prepares it to be eaten for the mizbeach. So that's when the halacha would apply that if he eats it in the tumas aguf, he'd be chayiv karas. So ask the Gemara, fine, ashkechan tumah. So you have the source, the halacha of a mishnah, that although it does not apply to pigle, if it's not somebody that has matirin, but it would apply to tumah, because asher hemakdishim li includes all things of kachim that the halacha of tumah segov would apply. But neisim and olam, where do we know that there's going to be a liability for eating something that was left over its designated time, even something that doesn't have matirin, like our mishnah taught? Our mishnah said, dvam shen chayom le mishim pigle, yichav le mishim neiser. How do you know that? Says the Gemara, asa chilul chil mitumma. We know that from Gzeira Shava, from tumma, where it says the word chil by tumma, it says the word chil by nais. So just like tumma, we just proved from Ashahim Akdishimli applies to everything, even she'in l'matirin, so too for the halach of naiser. That is the Gemara. Why? But leilif oven of mipigal. You call it Gzeira Shava from pigal, which does not apply for somebody that does not have matirin, like the kaimits and all those things, because both of them say the word oven. So learn Gzeira Shava from pigal. Says the Gemara, no, mistaber mitumma habalei l'melef. It's more logical to say that we learn that the laws of naiser from tumma. Shekin Gezel Simon, because we have a mnemonic for three characteristics that both Neisr and Tumah have, which is Gimel, Zayin, and Lamin. Which the word Gezel literally means the robbing, but it alludes to that halach, where Neisr and Tumah both are Gimel, they both have a psul haguf, they're both problems with the actual thing. Neisr is that the carbon, this object of the carbon got left over. Tumah is where his body is Tumah. And conscious pigel is nothing but the thing itself, it's a psul of machshav, it's thinking something wrong. So too, Neisr and Tumah both are Zion, that it's not the throwing of the blood that makes it possible. It's either that was left over or that the person became Tameh. In contrast, Pigel, it's the throwing of the blood that then designates it as Pigel. And so too, both of them, Neisr and Tameh, have Lamed, which they both of them say the word Chil, in contrast to Pigel. So therefore, it makes sense that we're learning on Neisr and Tumah. That is the Gemara Atrapa, to the contrary. Me Pigel have Leila Meil. If we should have learned out the laws of Neisr and Pigel, Shekeng, because first of all, you have, as the Gemara says, Hutar. Both Neisr and Pigel share the characteristics that there is no permissibility whatsoever as a dispensation, in contrast to Tumah, like we said, that there is a Hutra Mechlali, there's a certain exclusion to its halacha, that there are times that Tumah is Hutra B'tzibah, that's permitted in the case of the public. So to Tzitz. The tzitz, the plate worn by the Kohen Gadol, is not appeasing for Neisr and Pigel as it does by Tumah. Now, as Rashi points out, although we're talking about Tumas HaGuf of the person's body, where actually the tzitz is not Meratz, it's only Meratz when the blood or the meat became Tumah, but that explains Rashi, but at least the element of Tumah, we find that there is a Ritzu B'tzitz which doesn't apply at all to the title of Neisr and Pigel. So to Tahar, both Neisr and Pigel are both Tahar, they're not impure, in contrast to Tumah. And also Bizman, both of them become invalid related to time. Neisr, where it literally gets leftover time. And by Pigel, where it was a thought about having eaten beyond its time. So to Kariv, where both of them have an invalidation in the carbon, where Neisr that was left over and Pigel, it was a machshav regarding the carbon. In contrast to Tumas Aguf, where the invalidation is not in the carbon, but rather in the makriv, in the one who's bringing it, the person who he's tummy. And Vahanin Nefishin. And these similarities between Pigel and Neisr are more than that of Pigel and Tumah, of Neisr and Tumah. And we always know the one that has more is the one that we compare it to. So why would we learn the odd from Tumah? We should learn it out from Pigel. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ella, rather, where do we know the halacha of Neisr being like Tumah, in contrast to Pigel, that it's even going to be something that does not have Matirin? The Tani Levi. From the Brice that Levi taught, the Tani Levi taught, Minayin, where do we know this halacha, Sha'af b'psul zman, that even by something that's invalidated because of time, meaning Neisr, Hakasim Adava, that the Pasuk is talking about, when it talks about V'yinazru, which is the Pasuk that we said that says, Ashrehi Makdishim Li, which comes to include that even regarding old things, that even Ein Lehem Matirin, where do we see an allusion to Neisr? That's what the Pasuk teaches. By Tumah, it says, V'loyichalu es, and the Gira says that they should not desecrate Eshem Kadshi, my holy name, Ashehim Akdishimli, which they sanctify for me, which as we continue to have a Memvav Men Aleph, B'shnei Chilul Nakasa Medaba, that Pasuk is alluding to two desecrations. As Rashi says, because it doesn't say V'yinazru, that they should separate V'loyichalu with one lamed. It says V'loyichalu. What's the two lameds? The word Chulin, desecration, could even be with one lamed. What's the two lamas? To allude to two desecrations. Echad psul neiser, one alludes to the invalidations of carbon being left over its designated time, which makes sense because we find the word chil by neiser too, and v'yikur yutes, kez kodesh Hashem chil. And v'echad psul tumah, the other one's alluding to the context that's talking about over there regarding tumah, which is telling us that regarding both of them, it says Hashem makdishim, which again from that word we said that comes to include anything that's sanctified to Hashem will have the liability of kares. Of, like we said, regarding Tumah and Neisr, even regarding Kaimitz and Gitarius, and does not have the limitation that we said regarding Pigel, which we would have thought from a Kal V'chaimah, but we're saying that we have them included from the word Ashrehim Akdishim Li, including even all those items, even that there's no liability on them regarding Pigel, because they have no Matirim, like the Kaimitz and the Gitarius and Menchus Ken, Menchus Nosachim, and all those things, there will be a liability on them regarding, however, the halachas of Neisr and Tumah to be Chayv Karis if they eat it beyond its time or in a state of impurity.